In my thought, all of my world is harmonious. In my thought, all of my world is harmonious. And that's all that matters. The only place anything exists is in my thought. The only place that anything in the world exists is in my thought. My health, my wealth, my happiness, my harmony, no matter what it is that I experience in my life, it exists in my thought. And when I am master of my thought, then I am master of my experiences. I am master of everything that takes place. I am master of my health. I am master of my wealth. I am master of my harmonious relationships. I am master of everything. Now, do I want to be master of everything? And do I want to be harmonious? Do I want to be totally in charge of my life and my world? Apparently not. Because I allow myself to listen to things and talk about things and read things that are disharmonious with my life. I listen to the current candidates on politics and I think to myself, my goodness sakes, where are they going? Instead of saying, all of the candidates who are seeking politics in my life are ideal. They're ideal. They're all doing their ideal job as legislators and as politicians and as people like that. And I say they're all ideal. In my thought, all of my world is harmonious. In my thought, I create all harmonious politicians. Now, my body is a perfect example of my creation. And when I look at my body and I see anything that distresses me, it's because I have allowed things in the outer world to distress me. I have allowed things in the world around me to shake me up and make me feel unhappy. Now, do I know that I'm doing that? Well, I've been doing that for so long, for so many years of my life, that I've done it subconsciously, unconsciously. I do it without thinking about it, but I'm doing it. When I see a child fall down, do I say, oh, hey, they're hurt. Oh, dear, what can I do? Come over here, let me put a bandage on it. Let me sterilize it. You know, right away, we want to worry about it. And we look at something going on in the world, and we say, oh, dear, what's going on in that world? How terrible that is, how ugly that is, and how unfortunate that is. And yet, we go on and on and on, and we go on. And we go on, and we go on. And then we wonder why our physical body is all shook up. We wonder why our health is not harmonious. We wonder why the things in our life that are touching our body, that are touching our mind, that are touching our soul, are not ideal. Because we're not thinking in ideal forms. We're not thinking in the ideal way of life, and we can. We can think of the ideal way of life, and we can think of the ideal way of life right now and always. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter what things are happening. It doesn't matter what is going on one little bit. It only matters what we are doing about it. It only matters what we are thinking about it. It only matters how we live our life. It only matters what our thought is. In my thought, all my world is harmonious. In my thought, my body is harmonious. In my thought, my life is harmonious. I live in a beautiful, fantastic, glorious body, glorious mind, glorious world now, right now. Not tomorrow, not for somebody else doing something about it, not for pills I take at the doctor and not for treatments that I get at the doctor. They don't heal me. They don't heal me. They just sort of assuage me and make me feel a little better, but they don't heal me. They allow that problem to keep coming up. They allow those things, oh, that's a long time coming, so it's a long time being in my world. Do we allow those things to take over and rule our life? And unfortunately, we do. Unfortunately, we do. Today, you can set a new cause in motion for yourself very simply. Every cell of my body is ideal. Now, that's a simple statement. Every cell of my body is created as an ideal concept, an ideal thought in my body. Every cell of my body is created with its perfect work to do. Every cell of my body is a wonderful cell, a marvelous cell, a perfect cell. Only my thought has taken that cell and tossed it asunder and said, hey, you don't know what you're doing. Only my thought. So let's immediately change our thought. Every cell of my body is ideal, and I have an ideal body. Every cell of my body is ideal, and I have an ideal body. Every cell of my body is ideal, and I have an ideal body. I have a harmonious world, because every thought I think about my world is harmonious. I'm thinking that my body has the finest, most beautiful air to breathe in all the world, and I breathe this, and my body acclimates itself to that ideal world, to that perfect world, and anything that is not perfect for me, I do not breathe. Anything that is not perfect for me, I do not eat. I can set it aside, I can just ignore it. Anything that is not perfect for me, I do not drink. Anything that is not perfect for me, I do not think. Because in my thought, all of my world is harmonious. In my thought, all of my world is harmonious. Every thought I think in my world, it's a harmonious thought, and a beautiful thought, and a fantastic thought, a joyous thought, a holistic thought. Yes, I surround my thoughts with my pure white light of love, and I guide them always to be pure and beautiful. All of my world is whole and perfect. All of my world is in divine order. All of my world is wonderful. All of my world is glorious. Every cell of my body, every cell, every atom of my body is ideal. Everything that I do is ideal. Everywhere that I go and every person that I speak to is ideal. I see only a reflection of myself in the world. And if in me is whole, happy, healthy, hearty thoughts, then my world will have whole, happy, healthy, hearty thoughts. If I look at my body and I have whole, happy, hearty thoughts in my mind, my body will have whole, happy, hearty thoughts. So, I change my thoughts from every thought that I might have ever had that was limiting, and I take on the unlimited, the perfect idea of me now. What's the perfect idea of me? Am I divine? Oh, you bet I am. Am I wonderful? Truly I am. Am I glorious? Yes. Now, am I saying this out of line with every teaching and every philosophy that has ever been taught? No, not at all. Every philosophy teaches us that we are divine. Every philosophy teaches us that we are wonderful. Every philosophy teaches us that every thought we think is beautiful and glorious and wonderful. Every philosophy we have is we do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. So we do glorious things to others, and they do glorious things to us. Let's do that with our body. Think glorious thoughts about your body, and your body will be glorious. Well, because that's what it already is, and you're now just recognizing that. You're just recognizing that your body already is ideal. Your body is already perfect. Your body is already glorious. Your body is already magnificent. Right now, every organ, action, function of your body is perfect right now. Everything, Don't think about it. Don't say to yourself, I'm a diabetic. Don't say to yourself, I'm sick. Don't say to yourself, I got a cold. Don't say to yourself, say, I'm whole and perfect. Say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Every cell of my body is divine. Simple statement. Every cell of my body is divine. You can't deny that. You don't want to deny that. You can't put that down. You don't want to put that down. You want to put that up. Every cell of my body is divine, is ideal, is perfect, is glorious. Every cell of my body, every thought of my mind is ideal. Everything that I think, say, or do is ideal. And that's all that matters. And that's all that matters. And I say that for myself now. I say that again and again and again. And as I say it for myself, I put that cause in motion, and that is the result that I get in my life. That is the happiness that I am. I always go around with a happy heart, with my chin up, chest out, tummy in, shoulders back, and I walk with dignity. I walk with alertness. I walk with youth, vitality, dynamic qualities of joy and happiness and harmony always. In my thought, all of my world is harmonious. In my thought, my body is the temple of the living spirit. Whole and perfect, ideal in every possible way. And I'm expressing that ideal body right now in every thought I think. My pure white light shines forth in all the glory that I am. And it is done for me right now. Wonderful, isn't it? Truly, it is wonderful. Know that I'm showering you, I'm surrounding you with my pure white light of love. And I see you with my divine qualities, and I see you ideal, I see you harmonious, I see you whole and perfect, I see you fabulous, just like I see myself. Now, join me in seeing yourself that way, and watch what miracles happen in your life. And know those miracles that happen in your life are there for you now and forevermore. Really, truly, I love you. I love you. I love you.